Today, we are tackling whether you should pause your investments in 2026 to build a bigger cash safety net.
That is a tough one. Logging into your brokerage account and seeing the balance go up feels amazing. It is hard to hit pause on that.
It really is. But then your car makes a terrible grinding noise on the highway, or rumors of layoffs start circulating at your office. Suddenly having all your money locked away feels a lot less comforting.
Exactly. I hear this from people all the time. They want to know if they should temporarily stop investing just to pile up cash. Everything costs so much more right now.
The answer is not a simple yes or no. It depends heavily on your current stability. But honestly, a massive portion of the population is operating without a safety net right now.
Yeah, it feels like everyone is feeling the financial squeeze. Living expenses are just permanently higher than they were a few years ago.
Right. Recent data from Bankrate shows that 24% of Americans have absolutely zero emergency savings. Nothing at all.
Wow, almost a quarter of people have nothing. That means one flat tire or unexpected medical bill puts them straight into debt.
Exactly. And even among those who do save, 60% say they are uncomfortable with their current cash buffer. The finish line just feels further away now.
I get it. 3 months of living expenses today requires a much larger dollar amount than it did 5 years ago. It is tempting to just give up and throw everything into the stock market.
But that is where the danger lies. Investing is how you build wealth over decades. Cash is how you survive the week. You have to survive the week first.
So let us play devil's advocate here. If I pause my investments, I am losing out on compound interest. I am trading long-term growth for short-term certainty.
You are right. That is the hidden cost of pausing. Cash loses purchasing power over time due to inflation. Broad stock market indexes usually return around 9 to 10% over long periods.
Right, and my traditional bank account pays basically zero. So it feels like I am going backward if I just sit on a pile of cash.
You are, but you are buying something important with that lost interest. You are buying psychological safety. We often treat money like a math problem, but it is largely psychological.
That is a really good point. When you are not stressing about how to buy groceries next week, you make better choices overall. You do not make impulsive, panic-driven decisions.
Exactly. Vanguard actually found that households with at least $2,000 in accessible savings reported a 21% increase in overall financial well-being.
Just $2,000? That is really interesting. It is not even a massive six-month fund, but it is enough to stop the daily panic and lower financial stress.
Right. It prevents those costly mistakes. People with cash buffers do not resort to predatory payday loans. They do not max out high-interest credit cards for basic needs.
And most importantly, they do not panic sell their investments at a loss when the stock market dips. So when is it actually mathematically smart to pause investing?
There are three clear scenarios where you should absolutely hit pause. First, if you have zero emergency savings, you need at least 1 month of bare bones expenses saved.
That makes perfect sense. Walking a financial tightrope is too stressful. What is the second scenario?
If you are drowning in high interest debt, Bankrate found that 29% of people have more credit card debt than emergency savings.
Oh, that is painful. If you are paying 24% interest on a credit card, chasing a 9% stock market return makes zero sense. You lose money on the spread.
Exactly. Pause your investments, build a small cash buffer, and aggressively pay down that toxic debt. The third scenario is if your income is highly unstable.
Like freelancers, gig workers, or people in tech right now. If your industry is experiencing massive layoffs, 3 months of savings might not cut it. You might need 6 to 9 months.
Spot on. In those cases, pausing investments to reach a larger cash target is a reasonable way to manage career risk. You cannot build a stable financial house on a shaky foundation.
Okay, so what about the flip side? When is pausing your investments a terrible idea? Because I know some people use the economy as an excuse to stop investing entirely.
The biggest mistake is pausing when you get an employer match on your retirement account. That is free money. It is a 100% guaranteed return on your investment.
Yes, you should do everything in your power to get that full match, even if it means your emergency fund grows a little slower.
Exactly. Never pause the match unless you literally cannot afford basic food and shelter. Another time to keep investing is if you already have a basic safety net.
Like that $2,000 threshold we talked about. If I hit that, I can just split my extra money. I can send half to investments and half to savings.
Perfect strategy. And finally, keep investing if your job and living situation are highly stable. If you have a secure salary and predictable expenses, your risk of a sudden shock is lower.
So if we do decide to pause and build up cash, where should we actually put it? Please do not say a regular checking account at a traditional bank.
Definitely not. Traditional brick-and-mortar banks pay virtually nothing. Inflation will eat your money alive every single day. You want a high-yield savings account from an online bank.
Right. You get significantly higher interest rates, but it is still FDIC insured. And you maintain liquidity, which is exactly what you need in a crisis.
Exactly. The goal of an emergency fund is not to make you wealthy. The goal is to protect the money that will make you wealthy.
I love that way of looking at it. It is a shield for your long-term investments. So, what is the single most practical move our listeners can make right now?
Calculate your bare-bones survival number for 1 month. Just rent, groceries, utilities, and basic insurance. Then look at your current savings balance.
And if your savings balance is lower than that 1 month number, you log into your investment accounts and hit pause. You redirect that money to a high-yield savings account.
Exactly. Once you reach that 1 month milestone, you can turn your investments back on. You will breathe a lot easier. For more guides on building your safety net, visit geldzack.com.